Good afternoon, Madonna here. I wanted to share with you part three of the Doctor's Roundtable discussion on the matured hops bitter extracts. Hope you enjoy.
Okay, we're back to our final session here in this third segment. We want to just dive into hearing from the docs a little bit about, what their personal experience has been with some of their patients and clients that they coach. Maybe give a little more insight into, as I start taking this, what are some things that I might recognize that it potentially is supporting? There's people that have made lots of comments to me personally, that when they start this process, they start seeing some little tiny changes in things that maybe they weren't anticipating. They started this out saying, okay, I got these inches of fat that need to go away. Well, we all know if we lose those inches, there's the potential for other benefits in our life. And so, if you guys could just share a little bit about that and then, give some insight into that, I think it'd be awesome.
Cool. So one of the things when I first looked at this as a functional medicine physician, my point was, okay, what can I expect to see or observe in patients or clients as they start on this product? And I knew a couple of things. First of all, I knew it wasn't probably going to be weight. And the reason I make that statement is when you look at the weight on a scale, what weighs the most? It's going to be water, then it's going to be muscle, then it's going to be bone, and then it's going to be fat. So I knew if we started losing fat, we probably wouldn't see much change on the scale. And that would probably be somewhat discouraging to people. So I went back into my training and said, okay, let's start measuring different things so we can see what's happening. So the first thing we did is since we knew that this is going to affect the brown adipose tissue, and we know that brown adipose tissue in adults is basically up around the neck, the clavicle, some in the brain, some down around the lungs, some around the digestive pathway, all the way down into the stomach area and into the viscera. We knew that probably the first thing we would see as this initiated that burning, that thermogenic reaction, we would probably see changes happen in those areas first. So I went in and we looked at 18 different areas on the body that we could measure. And so we could start watching what happens with this. Now, a couple of interesting things here, and we touched a little bit about this on one of the previous episodes, was we didn't ask people to change their diet, right? We asked them just to do what they're currently doing and let's watch and see what happens. Now, the first thing I expected it would be what I call the head-body disconnect would reconnect. And what I mean by that is that we're all used to sitting down to a meal and filling up a plate of food or bowl of whatever, and we kind of know the amount that we need to eat, right? That we're used to eating. And if I anticipated what this was going to do by shutting off that stomach, I knew probably the first thing we was going to see is that they couldn't continue to eat that amount of food. So that was one of the first things I asked my patients and clients to do is watch that connection and see what's happening to the amount of food that you're eating. And sure enough, they say, wow, I get full quicker and I'm eating a lot less food that we're doing. Now, that triggered something in the brain that we're going to come back to here in just a minute. But then they start noticing since they were eating less, but the body was breaking down a lot more of that food now, that the leptin hormone inside the brain, which gives us what we call satiety, meaning I'm full, time to stop eating. They were eating less and breaking it down. And that amount of food being totally digested or metabolized was then being pushed through the system. Now they have a lot more fuel than they were ever getting before. So that was the first thing we saw. The second thing we were going to see then all of a sudden, they're going to have more energy more often and have more stamina. And then they were going to notice that they were eating less times, meaning most people would eat a couple hours later, they have a little snack, a couple hours later, they have another meal, a couple hours later, another little snack. And all of a sudden, they should see that reduce. And that's exactly what we saw. So, kind of at the end of that phase, when I was looking at this, they're going to be eating less food, less often, and less amounts for the day that they were used to because the head-body connection was being reconnected. And we talked about that master switch being turned on, and the body was aware of what was happening. The next couple of phases we started seeing, and if all that was happening, then we should see that the efficacy of the bowel movement would change, meaning that all of a sudden they're going to have less bloating, they're going to have easier bowel movements. We're going to see all those changes dynamically happening in their body. and they would get more either odoriferous or smelly bowels, but eventually the bowel would clean up and we'd get good flow, good motility going to that bowel. Now, then I came back and said, okay, well, if we have more energy going around, we're going to get into the blood system. We're going to start cleaning the blood up, right? And we're going to get those fats broken down, as Dr. Phil mentioned earlier. Now we're going to see that the blood pressure started changing, which means now we're going to see a change in the terms called cardiac output, which means that the heart is going to be able to pump easier and not go fast, not go slow, not have problems. Then we're going to see something pretty unique, and that was the sleep. Because most people aren't really aware of what happens while they're sleeping. And we know that sleeping is a critical component because we have to repair while we're sleeping. That's why we get tired in sleep. So one of the things we start seeing is that they should be doing a couple things should change. Number one, they should get into a deeper sleep, a more restful sleep, and they should wake up less. Now, funny thing I didn't notice at first, I didn't think about this. All of a sudden, we're seeing that they start snoring less as well. And a lot of people aren't getting up and going to the bathroom 3, 4, 5 times a night, which now that's giving them better sleep, deeper sleep, and they're waking up less tired, less irritated, less frustrated, and they have more energy. And a lot of us didn't really see that at the beginning, but that was kind of the outcome that we started seeing. Then we saw a lot of other things. And I'm going to touch on this, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Phil. But a couple of unique things start happening. A lot of people start having less pain, less headaches, less weakness, less numbness, and mentally, cognitively, they start thinking better and more clear, had better recollection. They felt happier. And all of a sudden, they are having less stress, less anxiety. The moods are improving. For women, the menstrual cycles were changing. All of a sudden, all those things just start cleaning up and start getting better. And one of the things I want to touch on what Dr. Phil mentioned in one of the previous episodes was all of a sudden people start thinking differently, meaning they don't go for all that fast food. All of a sudden they're making better choices because now they're going, wow, I'm feeling better. And I know that if I eat that junk food, all that bad feeling comes back on. So selectively now in their thought process, they're choosing to go eat better. And another unique thing that started showing up that we didn't anticipate is all of a sudden they're going, I have so much energy, I need to do more stuff. Meaning they're getting up off the couch, they're going on outdoors, they're getting on their bikes, they're getting on the treadmills, they're cleaning things up. All of a sudden, this whole aspect of dynamically change inside the body, they start thinking different. And all because they start feeling better. And that was a pretty unique change that I didn't anticipate. But we're seeing a lot of that. So, Dr. Phil, what are some things you're seeing, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. That's great stuff, Dr. Mann. But I'll start with my own personal. The first person that started taking this product when it came out in relation to me was me and my wife. And so we both got started on it before I even recommended it to any of my clients. And of course, my wife, I'll tell about her first. After a couple of weeks, she said, I don't think this stuff is working. I said, yeah, it is. You just keep taking it. It's working. Don't give up on it. Keep taking it. And she came to, a couple weeks later, she says, I don't know if this stuff's working. She said, I'm not losing any weight. I'm not seeing the scales go down. I said, well, look, go get your measurements for me. I said, you took your measurements before you started, right? She said, yeah, I got my measurement. I said, go measure. She came back, she went and measured, she came back, she said, wow, I've lost 3 inches in my stomach and an inch in my waist. She didn't realize it. I did. I could see it, but she couldn't see it. And she's continued to, but that was about a month in. And the weight still was not coming off. The weight has recently started coming off. The scales are starting to come down. And this is 2.5 months or so in, almost 3 months, and the weight's starting to come down. Like what you were referencing earlier, Dr. Ben, about the 12-week, 16-week studies. It's beginning to happen, and that's what everybody's different. Everybody's body's different. Different metabolism, different thing, different toxic levels. All these different factors that can come into play that can affect how quickly things respond. Now, I have a son, my oldest son, he started on it a couple of weeks after we did. And he calls me the first week. He said, wow, I've lost 6 pounds this week. You know, that kind of stuff. We see that kind of stuff too, but it's different with everybody. And I've had numerous other people, you know, text me or call me and say, hey, I can't believe how this stuff is working. I've lost 4 pounds this week, 5 pounds this week, that kind of stuff. And then I've got others say, I don't think it's working. I'm not losing anything. And so stick with it, stick with it. But as far as myself, one of the I don't have a lot of excess body fat. I've got a little bit, you know, little love handle. I'd love to see go away. And I believe it will at some point. It has gotten a little bit smaller. I'll say that. I'm my ideal weight, for my size and my height. I don't need to lose any weight. And I wasn't really taking it for that. I just wanted to see what effects I would get from, what kind of benefits I might get from it. And, it was a little over a month in after taking it. I tell people I woke up one morning, and realized I didn't get up to go to the bathroom but one time that night. And I had been going 4 or 5 times every night.
Yep.
And so I said, wow, what is going on here? This is incredible. And the next night, one time, the next night, 2 times, the next night, 1 time. And that was several weeks ago. And that positive effect and benefit has continued over the past several weeks. And, but when it first happened, I said, I don't, what's going on here? This, you know, this is a visceral fat burning product. You know, it helps with digestive, function, has all these different, functions, but why, what's it doing to my prostate? Because that's why I was getting up, going to the bathroom every night, because of a condition called BPH, my prostate was inflamed. And so I started digging into the research to see if I could find something in relation to that. And I found numerous articles, studies talking about visceral fat building up around the prostate, in the prostate, causing inflammation, excreting these inflammatory cytokines that cause inflammation. So I said, that's it. That's got to be it. And I even found articles talking about the connection between prostate cancer and excess body fat. And so I said, well, this is super exciting for me. I want to keep doing this for sure. And then I've got clients that come to me and said, you know, I have so much more energy. I've got a lady that came to me a week or so ago. She says, whatever you do, don't let me run out of this stuff. She said, I feel so much better. She said, my swelling and inflammation has gone down. And she's telling everybody about it. She said, She said, I'm telling everybody, you need to call Phil Carson. You need to start taking this stuff. And so I love that kind of thing. And another thing too, the cognitive benefits. I'm hearing people talk about that. Dr. Ben mentioned that. And there's even studies out there that with matured hops showing that there are positive cognitive benefits a person can have. And that's a whole other realm of things we could get into, won't get into today. But, you know, the reduction of inflammation is something I am getting a lot of people responding about, how their inflammation has decreased and they're feeling so much better.
So let's add one more category in here, Dr. Phil. So for those that don't have, let's say, an obesity or fat issue or an inflammatory issue, now let's kind of go into some of the youthfulness here. So before I do that, I want to talk about the athlete phase. So we have a lot of what I call weekend warriors out there that do a lot of stuff over the weekend and they get the inflammatory issue. And so we're seeing great results in those as well. But the athletes themselves, and I'm talking about professional athletes, we have them in basketball and golf and football and soccer and baseball. And all these ones that I actually have on this we're watching, we're getting more defined muscles, right? Because we're breaking down the muscle adipose tissue. We're getting better cognitive awareness in what's called spatial awareness. We're getting better hand-eye coordination. We're getting better breathability, or the VO max, the body's ability to perform better and longer, right? Because this inflammatory stage isn't turning into fat rancidity and causing all of the inflammatory issues. And so for me, when I look at almost any age, and we look at the research, and the research says even 2 to 5 year olds have weight-based issues. Since this is a natural product and it doesn't interrupt or interfere with any known system, but as we said earlier, it turns on the switches to make them start working better, we're seeing real unique changes even in the younger ages, right? And even into those that are going through adolescence and pubescence, and how we're having dysfunctions within different cycles and all different phases, both male and female. All of a sudden, because these are cleaning, or this is cleaning up the systems, and the body's going back to its God-given created design to start repairing those things, we're seeing phenomenal things. We're seeing skin grow. We're seeing hair grow. Well, maybe not on Byron, but I'm just kidding. But we're seeing a lot of things happen.
Oh,
right. That all of a sudden you didn't expect that. Yet we kind of knew. And we really expected that being the long-term aspect into the, you know, the 6 month phase. But we're having what I call the freaky side, or the miraculous side. I mean, we're seeing some things that are almost mind-boggling to those of us in functional medicine. We're going, wow, that happened way too fast, right? I mean, just phenomenal results of things that you'd go, is that really happening? Is this thing really doing it? That made us go back in and dig more and more into that research to understand it. And here's what I know. If we get man and its problems out of the way, the God-given ability of that body, the way it was designed to identify and correct and repair and regenerate health, no matter the age, it's going to make a big difference. Yeah. And as a guy who does a lot of epigenetic work or DNA work, and I read all that stuff, and I go back and find how this is turning on things that have been turned off, it becomes real phenomenal. So we're seeing a lot of things change in here. Right. And you can get the download, the list of all the different things we've been watching and monitoring. And the reason I encourage you to do that is kind of like what Dr. Phil's wife was saying. And we've had a lot of people go, I've been on this 4 weeks and I don't feel any different, maybe 1% better. And you're going, really, let's go through all these different things and let's see what you notice. We were at a conference and the gal, I was talking about headaches, and she looks at me kind of dumbfounded and she goes, wow, I used to have migraines about 4 or 5 times a week and I've not had any in 2 weeks. I go, how could you not recognize that, you know? But once you do that and the body turns all those pain-firing mechanisms off and you clean it all back up, you're going, wow. Now, we saw that. We've seen that quite a bit. And so it's really phenomenal, all the different things that are out there. So when I start people or clients or patients on this, I go, listen, I don't know what on this list you're going to have, but I know somewhere in the next 4 to 8 weeks, one of these things is going to make some dynamic change in your body. And you're going to start feeling better and you don't even know it. But like Phil said, Dr. Phil, those around you, they'll see that less frustration, irritation, anxiety, and stress in that irritated phase in the body. And you just start slowly feeling better over time. You don't notice it. So it's really phenomenal what we're seeing here.
I guess that's why we call it fix.
Yeah.
Fix you up, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bottom line is this, we have something that, you know, absent of making claims and all that stuff, we have hundreds, you guys each have hundreds of people within the confines of your day-to-day operations that you've been walking through this process and the data that goes with that. We receive hundreds of testimonials probably every week from around the world. And I don't know any way to quantify or qualify all that's happening or what we can even begin to say about it. Here's what I know. There's something very special about matured hop extract and this fixed product as it activates the body's own ability to heal itself. That, I keep going back to that, but that's really the bottom line here. We are assisting, we're promoting, we're supporting the body's ability to do what it's created to do. And for some reason, this is the master. This flips on the master switch, and it really is accelerating that process for a lot of people. Yep. And for that, we're very grateful.
I think the other thing, as we wrap this, I would just encourage people to make sure that the scale is not your determining factor. Yeah. Measure. Yeah. All right. There's an app out there called the Me 360 app. We'd encourage you to get it. It scans your whole body. It's free. or get out and measure your different parts of your body in different areas. You know, we have those protocols, we have them listed. This is all information that's built inside a page here where you can see some of the documentation of what to do. And we would just encourage you to do that. And also just remember, it takes time to fix the problems that you've created over a long period of time. And we just, we're very excited about what this is. Dr. Phil, Dr. Ben, just thank you for your insight and your willingness to come on here and just, you know, share some basic things that maybe can encourage some other people. We are onto something here that's very significant for health, for people. And also, it's really fun to have something that's never been seen before and we get a chance to bring it to the world. And those of you that are choosing to do that, there could be a wealth aspect to this as well if you decide to plug into our system and use it in a significant way. So, Brian, any closing comments you have or any of the docs?
Just to ditto what you said, Byron, Dr. Ben, Dr. Phil, thank you for your graciousness, for really coming alongside of us to educate us and help us to understand. We're novices when it comes to this stuff, but we're learning quickly and we're grateful to the contributions you're making. So thanks for your time today.
But let me add one thing is, I simply encourage the listener, your body is screaming for something, yeah. Right? And this has no issue. It's natural. It's not going to make something good bad, right? From my perspective. And what it's going to do is going to allow you to change you. So I want to encourage you to give yourself and your body and whatever your health issue is, if you have one, give it the time and use this product and watch what happens over time. Of my 40 years of being in healthcare, specifically in functional medicine, specifically in DNA aspect and understanding why bodies go wrong, I want to say you owe it to yourself. I don't mean that in any way funny, but give it to yourself and let the God-given ability of the creator of your body use a supplement or an entity, an element that he designed to fix your body. You owe it to yourself to give it that time to do that. That's what I'd encourage you with.
Great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll add one thing here to that as well. It made me think about Dr. Ben and what you were what you were just saying. Back in when I had one of my pharmacies I had years ago was an integrative natural pharmacy, and I had a scripture on the wall. I had artists come in and do this cool looking artwork and put the scripture on the wall in my pharmacy above the supplement section in the herbal, natural, all the natural products section I had in my store. And she did a great job painting this on the wall. And it was, and God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you, it shall be for food." Food is medicine.
Yeah.
And so God's given us this medicine, and I'm grateful for it. And I'm thankful to see what it's doing for not only me, my family, but also for my clients.
Amen.
Great stuff. That's a wonderful way to end it, guys. Thank you for your time. Love you guys. And we will do it again sometime soon. Take care.